Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What was that outside your window? That face you saw that just suddenly disappeared right before your eyes? What was that shadow that you saw out of the corner of your eye? Was it just your imagination, or was it something more? Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. Today, these viewers sent in what they claim to be allegedly true experiences with the supernatural. These stories are truly unexplainable. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's an unexplainable encounter or something else, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this channel going. Now, without further ado, sit back, relax, hit that like button, and get ready for some creepy and unexplainable stories. I've never shared this story with anyone. I don't know why, but I think it's partly because I repress it, and partly because I think it sounds fake. Occasionally, I'll reflect on it, and it still to this day gives me chills and freaks me out. It happened about 17 years ago. I was a kid growing up in a very rural area in North Carolina. I've heard lots of people share stories that are strange and whatnot from my area, but this is about the only thing I experienced that seemed truly unreal. I remember it had snowed a lot. It's the most snow we have ever experienced in that part of North Carolina, and it even knocked the power out for a few weeks. It was at this time I had my experience. It was about midday, and I remember being at home, sitting on the floral-patterned couch in our living room, and I was alone. I have no idea why I was alone, but I was. I remember suddenly feeling very uneasy, almost like I was sick. I think I felt like curling up in a ball and hiding. For some reason, I peeked out the window to my front yard. It was deadly quiet and still, with not a soul in sight. At that moment, I noticed movement off to my left. I focused on it, and I can only describe what I saw as the classic-looking Grim Reaper. It had a long, dark, shapeless sort of cloak. I saw no hands or feet, and couldn't see the face or anything. It left no tracks in the snow behind it. I watched it essentially float slowly and silently into the woods behind my house. Mind you, the direction it went was basically into a large, endless thick forest that eventually turns into a national park. Honestly, it would take me quite a while to process what I saw, and while I still have no idea exactly what it was, I know it was not natural. It simply can't be. I can't rule out that maybe it was a hallucination or my imagination, but maybe it's even a false memory or something. All I know is it looked and felt real, and still does to this very day. The memory is clearly ingrained in my brain, probably forever. Even now, I'm starting to feel chills from recalling it. I wonder now, has anyone else ever seen anything like this? I suffer from no mental illnesses for the record, and this was before I'd ever even done drugs or any sort of alcohol. Anyways, I hope you've enjoyed my story, as you're the first to know of it. Thanks to everyone else who has shared their freaky experiences. I absolutely love all of these channels and the stories everyone shares. Keep well, and stay safe. I still can't explain what happened here, why, or what may have done this. I am beyond flabbergasted at this occurrence, and after listening to the hundreds of stories from Swamp Dweller and several other YouTubers, I still haven't even come close to figuring out what could have done this. If anyone has had any similar things happen to them, or a potential explanation, please let me know. I was out hiking with my Girl Scout troop somewhere in the Appalachian Mountains, about 20 years ago. I'm a little embarrassed to admit that at this point, I was even in Girl Scouts. I was very tomboyish myself, and even considered myself the loser of the group, but everybody else seemed to, agree with me on that. So I didn't have any friends in the troop. I had been sort of a part of it for 3 years, but was the outcast all the same. As you could assume, I was the only part of that damn troop for so long because my mother wanted me to make friends and get out of the house. Anyways, we went for a day trip hike, somewhere in the mountains. It's been so long that I honestly can't remember where, only that it was sometime at the beginning of fall and in the Appalachian Mountains. The hike itself was about 5 hours long, and I don't even remember seeing any other hikers on the trail. There was a lot of strange stone formations that we kept seeing, and I think our leader made up some story that the first Girl Scouts made them. I mean, these were easily several tons of granite, and they were ancient. Girl Scouts? Really? Okay. We passed by a few of them, and even decided to stop and have lunch on one of the formations. It was a huge slab of granite. Our entire group of about 20 could fit on it with space to have our own conversations. I remember thinking to myself it was like an alien craft, the way it was perfectly smooth on top and seemed to be a sitting sort of pedestal. Whether that matters to the ending of this story is beyond me. I was a spacey child, and because I never had anyone to talk to, my imagination generally went wild. For some reason, though, my mind was stuck on this idea that we were being stalked by something as we ventured deeper into the woods. The troop leader was still telling stories about the foundations of Girl Scouts, blah blah blah. I couldn't give a rat's bum. I was too hyper-focused on the fact that I thought I heard footsteps from behind us in the drying leaves on the ground. I lagged a little bit behind our group, pausing occasionally to listen to the sounds from behind us. I could hear leaves crunching, but when I went to look, there was absolutely nothing. It was pretty easy to see through the brush, and we were definitely alone. I could see no signs of any other humans on the trail. I continued forward and decided, what the hell, it was probably a raccoon or a deer or something. I couldn't shake this feeling though, and throughout the entire trek, I swear I kept hearing these noises. Honestly, I don't even remember where we were walking to, or what our destination even was. My memory only serves me enough to remember the walk back when things got weird. I was still lagging in the back, watching the other girls gossiping and giggling, their mothers talking amongst themselves. I was upset that I had been on yet another trip with close to no interaction with anyone, that I started really growing hateful of them. The fact that all of the other girls were skinnier than me, had stylish clothing, etc. I hated them. Their clothes, their smiles, the badges they had, their ponytails all swinging in sync. Wait. I saw red. Not just red, though. It was blood. On the back of the girls' necks, little drops of blood visible through the sways of their blonde hair. I ran up to one of them and asked them how they got hurt. She seemed to have no clue what I was talking about. Her mother came over and we stopped to get the girl a better look. This girl had 2 drops of blood on the back of her neck. If I didn't know any better, I'd say it looked like she was bitten by a vampire. The girl was clueless as to how this could have happened, and when we cleaned off the blood, there were no marks on her skin, no wounds, no bites, nothing. It was definitely weird, but we kept on moving. That's when we noticed it happened again to another girl. On the back of her neck were another pair of blood droplets. The parents thought it may be some sort of mosquito, but as I recall, I hadn't been bitten by any bugs on this entire hike, and I was usually eaten alive the second I stepped outside. We moved on, and it was only when we noticed it happened to three more girls did the parents begin to worry. Five girls had drops of blood on the back of their necks that seemed to appear out of nowhere, each looking like they had been feasted on by a vampire, each having two perfect little circles of blood an inch apart on the back of their necks. I have no idea what happened that day, why, or what even did that. When I think about it today, I consider the fact that something dead may have been in the trees above, but that doesn't make any sense either. We were constantly on the move, and each girl had blood on the same spot of their necks and no wounds. They just appeared out of nowhere. If anyone else has any clues as to what happened, please share your insight. I am absolutely stumped. This story takes place when I was either 10 or 11 years old. I'm currently 17. Even though I was young, I still remember everything that happened like it was yesterday. So one night I was home alone with my grandparents because my parents and siblings went to go visit family, and they would usually stay for several hours, and sometimes they wouldn't come home until well after midnight. So, while I was home, I remember I was in my room playing Call of Duty Black Ops 1, while my grandparents were asleep in their room, which was on the opposite side of the house from my room. I remember I was making an emblem when I started to hear music playing. It was the type of music you would hear coming from a Jack in the Box or an ice cream truck, the Pop Goes the Weasel type song. It's hard to describe, but it was coming from these cubbies I had in my room, where you can put boxes in to fill with toys or clothes, basically anything you want to fit in them. At the time, they were mostly empty, and I know for a fact that I or my brother didn't own a Jack in the Box or any type of music box. I wasn't scared. I was more confused, so I started to approach it to see what it was. The moment that I started to get near the cubbies, it suddenly just stopped. I then checked every cubby and found nothing. Still confused, I just tried to forget whatever it was and get back to playing my game. Then, not even 30 seconds later, the music started playing again. But this time, the music sounded slower and distorted. I'm sorry if that sounds confusing. You just had to hear it to know what I'm talking about. So, the last time I started walking over to the cubbies to check the boxes, and once again, it stops before I can make it over. So I do what I did last time, and check them again, and still I don't see anything. Then, as I was walking away from it, the music started up again, this time even slower and almost demonic-like, if that makes sense. It was slower and deeper in tone this time. I was always into scary movies and stuff like that, even when I was young, so I knew what was happening, and I knew that this had to be something paranormal. So I decided to wake up my grandma. I made my way over to her room, and as I was walking through the kitchen, I swear I heard footsteps running towards me from behind, and I turned around and saw nobody, but I was so scared, I ran to their room to wake her up. I told her everything that happened, and I guess she didn't really believe me, but she did see how scared I was, so she walked with me back to my room and stayed there with me until I fell asleep. While she was in there, the music didn't start up again, but when my parents got home, I told them everything. I assumed that they just didn't believe me because they didn't really say much about it, but the next day I was in the car with my mom and sister, and my sister was either 15 or 16 at the time, but she mentioned that the night before, when she got home, she was still awake after everyone had gone to sleep because she was watching a movie in the living room, and she heard some sort of music randomly playing from behind the couch where she was sitting. After she said that, I saw a terrified look on my mom's face, and everyone believed me, but after that, it just became a creepy story to tell our friends and family. It's been over 5 years, and I don't think we've had any more encounters like that. We do live in the same house. I do believe it was something paranormal. I just don't know what. Ever since I was a child, I was attracted to nature. Typically, I get on my bike to explore nearby, still undeveloped areas. One time when I got home, my parents had called the police since I was gone for hours, having biked through several consecutive towns. During college, I took part in an independent study in London, where new contacts introduced me to the paranormal. I remain endlessly intrigued by unexplained phenomena. When I graduated college, there was a surplus of teachers in New York, so I headed to Puerto Rico, an island I'd visited during a Christmas vacation. I felt a connection to that island, although it was not usual to find dead chickens along the beachfront. I learned that these creatures were frequently sacrificed as rituals of Santeria. As fate would have it, I soon found myself involved in a love triangle. This deep love resulted in my pregnancy. My rival may have had contact with someone who practiced Santeria. During this time, a wealthy friend invited me to a Christmas party where an entire room was turned into an altar. In front of images of deities revered in Santeria practices, taking their roots from Africa, were huge platters of fruit and other sweet foods. They were placed in front of these statues as offerings. When I brushed past the owner of the property and host of the party, noting that he was an important man in society, I nonchalantly asked, "You don't believe in sacrifices, do you?" The way he answered, in the affirmative, made me feel that I was the uneducated one. He had great respect for Santeria, as do other educated people raised in Latin, South, and Central America. In any case, to stay fit and get exercise while pregnant, I walked the 2-mile route between my beach apartment and the private school where I taught. Usually, the worst that happened was a sudden burst of rain, but on one particular day, a very large, skinny, and ugly dog followed me. At first, I thought it was just a coincidence. I happened to be there, and maybe he sensed my basic kindness and was looking for food or a home. This dog followed me the entire route. Just before going to my street, I deviated to enter a coffee shop. I wanted to see if this strange dog would actually wait for me. Then I remembered that this coffee shop had another exit, so I took it and made my way to my apartment, undetected. I used to take a bus to work in the morning. I assumed the dog matter was over. It was not. Once again, when I was walking home from school at about 2:30 p.m., that dog, as if stalking me, began to follow me again. That's when I realized it was probably not a dog. I figured it was a spirit that someone had sent my way. The first time I heard of a skinwalker or wendigo was a week ago when I listened to this channel. The way the dog waited for me, and apparently only me in a crowded metropolis, creeped me out. So I told another teacher about it. She was a big woman, gay, and not intimidated by much. I guess that's why I felt that I could confide in her. Granted, this type of experience is not something you share with everyday people, since they will think you're paranoid or lacking full command of your senses. She agreed to walk home from school with me, since she lived on an adjacent beach. In those days, you could rent a small studio apartment for $200 a month. Of course, that was more than 40 years ago. Sure enough, the dog showed up on this third day too, and judging from its appearance, she could understand why its presence disturbed me. It followed us for a time, but then, probably because I had company, seemed to disappear. I don't recall seeing the dog again after that. Clearly, it had been following me. I didn't think about the incident until I began listening to fascinating stories relayed on your channel. The reason why I'm sharing this short tale is to present evidence that these paranormal animal appearances, skinwalkers or whatever, are not exclusive to the Southwest or to national parks. People practice magic all over the world. They rouse spirits which can assume a variety of forms. I think one or two of the individuals who shared their tales of terror on your channel likely had entities following them. I believe in reincarnation, and based on this understanding, it's a fair thing to say that some of these apparitions hail back to previous lifetimes. For instance, the hiker today may have been a shaman in a prior incarnation, and in that prior life experience, they may have done something that left a debt. An ancient rival, or perhaps fellow medicine man or woman, is now seeking to balance the scales, so to speak. Shakespeare understood the paranormal and made dramatic use of it nearly 600 years ago. He entertained rapt audiences with stories of witches granting false prophecies, spirits haunting those with karmic lessons to fulfill, and those bewitched by their own dark deeds. I'll complete my story by quoting the great bard. "There are more things in heaven and earth than dreamt in your philosophy, Horatio." That comes from Hamlet, but it was as true during Shakespeare's era as it is in our own. Carlos Castaneda's teacher, a sorcerer, put it this way: "You must take responsibility for living in a weird world. As such, a closed mind possesses distinct liabilities. Certainty is an illusion." Thank you for sharing my story. Hello everyone. I'm a water treatment plant operator. I've been doing this for about a decade. I've been the night shift guy my entire career. The nights are normally quiet and can be boring if everything is going to plan. My plant has a few different builds. The oldest is 60 or so years old. The main building I spent the majority of the shift in is roughly 20 years old. For some backstory of the area, this used to be a booming energized area. This area was littered with railroad tracks and drifters coming and going on the trains of yesteryear. The farms and factories were very beautiful back then. Now that you understand that, you must also understand that with the success in an area, there is also darkness. From the settling of the area, wars with natives, and even into the 30s and 40s of people being killed in the train wrecks and bad business deals, the grounds are laced with darkness. The silence of the night shift can be eerie all on its own. Lots of bumps and bangs in the dimly lit darkness. On the night I'm now talking about, everything started out as normal. I came in around sunset, got the nightly Passover, and began my work. Sometime around midnight, I had to do my rounds around the property while getting the nightly pump numbers. I made my rounds with nothing but a flashlight around the main building. The oldest building is a good walking distance away from the main building. I sat out in the dark, headed for the building. I must also add that we aren't in the nicest area of town. However, I am a bigger guy and can hold my own. As I made my walk, I got an uneasy feeling. I had gotten them before, but I had to do my job, and you know, nothing really came of these feelings. I rounded the corner and unlocked the door. As I did, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. Again, I have a job to do though, and I can't just not do it. I opened the door, and there was nothing. I walked in and proceeded to get my numbers. I turned around to walk to the exit. As I turned to shut the door, I looked down the hallway to see a woman, in pure white. She seemingly was looking at me, right through the other door. I almost jumped out of my boots and peed myself a little. I fell backward. As I came back to reality, I once again made eye contact with whatever this entity was. As I met her gaze, everything in me said, "Hey, your life is in danger, buddy. You should get the heck out of here." Her face distorted and started to shift around. I was now frozen as she shifted into what looked like an Indian warrior. His eyes were glowing. As I got to my feet, he shifted into this huge wolf creature. The growls were chilling, to say the least. It snarled, then ran towards me. I had no time to even shut the door. I ran as fast as I could, screaming bloody murder. I swear I felt it trying to bite my backside. It got a hold of my pants leg and tore it to shreds. I stumbled and rolled out, somehow managing to come up on my feet. I darted into the main building, and as I shut the door, I felt a hard thud on the other side. I locked the doors and cowered down inside. I could hear the thing casing the building, growling and scratching at the walls. I got the courage to look out the window, just to end up face to face with the white lady again. I had to please come and sit down with me until the sun came up. No one else has seen the white lady since. It's still quite freaky, but I have a job to do. I've never really had any experiences like this before or after. I'm honestly pretty freaked out that I'm going to see this thing again. This just happened yesterday, so it's fresh on my mind. I'm not quite sure what to think of it, because it was just so bizarre and unbelievable. I might have just been sleep deprived, so last night, at maybe 2300 hours, I was walking around my block. My town is relatively safe, so I didn't feel in danger. Plus, it was a very nice night outside. I had been walking for around 5 minutes when a pale woman with blonde hair and a white dress caught my eye from across the street. She was about my height and looked to be around my age, too. I didn't actually pay attention to her after I first noticed her. While I circled the block again, she was on the same street, a couple of feet in front of me. She was standing on the curb, staring at the cars passing by. It was the main road, so even that late, people were still driving on it. I said hello to her, and she turned to gaze at me. I couldn't see her face super well, but from what I think I saw, she had no pupils or color in her eyes. She just stared at me. After a while, I asked if she was okay. She didn't respond again and simply pointed at the road. I was truly confused and didn't really understand. Right as a red car started coming down the road, she stepped into the road and the car slammed into her. It was a bloody mess. The driver immediately stopped and jumped out. It was a man in his mid-20s. We both spoke about it, freaking out. He called the police and I went around the car to see the state of the girl. Once I circled around the car, she was gone. Not gone as in dead, gone as in she just wasn't there. The blood on the road was gone too, but not gone from his car. After the police arrived, they concluded that this was some big hoax of a kid who didn't know what they were talking about and some guy who went along with it. The blood on the truck was brought to investigation, only to be found as paint. Nothing else was, you know, really ever said about it. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know if it was real, if it was a prank or what, but it felt so real. I don't believe in the paranormal often. I don't know what it was, if it was just some sort of dream or if it was real. But it felt so real. I feel like I can't leave the house now. I don't understand anything, and I kind of feel like I'm going crazy. Has anyone ever experienced something like this? I don't remember exactly when this was. I'm pretty sure it was around March of 2018. I was 12 years old and in the 7th grade. I often listened or read scary stories online about things like sleep paralysis, but I never thought it would happen to me. So before I had woken up, I was having a strange dream. I was playing Counter-Strike, but it felt like I wasn't playing, and it was real. I was shooting some targets, and then I blacked out for a second. I woke up on the main road that goes into the neighborhood and saw that the road was gone. The houses on my street were very, very small. Two-story houses. There were elderly people standing out front of the houses all reading a newspaper, and the sign at the front of my neighborhood only read, Brook G, with the rest crumbling off. I then appeared at my morning bus stop for school looking at my phone. Everything was normal until a bush, that normally isn't there, screamed at me. I remember clearly feeling as though this was normal, so I screamed back. We went back and forth until I woke up, with the screaming echoing in my ears. I was in my bed looking against the wall, unable to move. I hadn't realized that I was experiencing sleep paralysis, but I was still freaked out by that screaming. I couldn't fall back asleep. I laid there not hearing anything for about 5 minutes. I then heard what sounded like heavy boots hitting the ground out in my living room, coming toward my bedroom area. Just so you know, outside my bedroom there is a hallway. On the left is a bathroom, and at the end is my parents' room. At the end on the right is a door that goes into my living room. The footsteps grew closer, coming to the hallway and then my parents' room. At that moment, I remembered my dad was out of town on a business trip, so my mom, who is a nice small lady, was defenseless. I heard the walking start up again and come towards my room. The door opened, and whatever was out there came in, walked to the side of my bed, and stared at me. I closed my eyes and began to pray. Not really religious, but it's the only thing that I could have thought to do. After what felt like hours, I try to turn over and look to see if anyone is there. I roll over with my eyes still closed to appear to anyone that is there, that I'm still asleep. I open my eyes and begin to squint. The coast is clear. I crawl out of my bed slowly and look at the clock. 4:14 a.m. Dang, I got school tomorrow, I thought. I tiptoed over to my door and grabbed a decorative oar my mom bought me on the wall and walk out into the hall. The light in our living room was on and the door was open. Especially when my dad's out of town, this is weird. I checked the bathroom and peeked around the corner of the door. Nobody. So I make a silent sprint into my mom's room, putting the oar down on the floor. I shake her awake, quietly whispering her name. Mom, I think there's someone in the house. I heard walking around outside my room and... I began to tear up, realizing this all may have been in my head, and I woke up from nothing and probably woke my mom up for nothing too. It's all right. We can go check the house real quick. I grab the oar and check the house with my mother, where nobody was in the house. So I go back to bed relieved that we were safe and that none of this was real. I haven't had a sleep paralysis experience since, and I am glad because that was terrible. This story seems like nothing compared to some of the other stories I've heard about, but thank you for sharing it anyway. Thanks for listening to these creepy, allegedly true, unexplainable stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's an unexplainable story or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp, and stories like yours that help keep this show going. I'd love to know, in the comments down below, which story was your favorite tonight. Honestly, all of these stories were pretty interesting. I don't know if I can pick one favorite from this one. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button, as it really helps me out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that like button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. You can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and pretty much everywhere else you find podcasts online. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the Swamp the way you do. I couldn't do this on a daily basis without you guys. Again, if you have a story, send it in at swampdweller.net. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.